Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope.
All right, here we are, kicking off the Winter Film Blizzard, or something, I'm trying out names. Winter Film Snowdrift, I don't know. The Autumn Film Blast is over, and we are in the winter film season. And I'm here, and filling in for Shane is Carrie. Say hi, Carrie.
Hi.
And we just saw a super advanced sneak peek at the new film called Warm Bodies. Apparently it's based off of a novel. I didn't know that going into it.
Me neither.
And this film doesn't actually come out until February 1st next year, but we saw it here almost a month and a half early. Let's see. Stars some people you may or may not know. We'll run down the people I remember. You can fill in the blanks if you remember any other ones, Carrie.
Okay.
The lead is a zombie named R, and it's played by Nicholas Holt. He is, you may remember him from X-Men First Class. He played Dr. Hank McCoy, or Beast. The female lead is Teresa Palmer. I don't recognize her from anything. And then a few other people, notably John Malkovich, as sort of the patriarch character, the leader of this ragtag band of humans who have survived. You have Dave Franco, little brother of, what's his name? Other Franco?
James
Franco. other Franco. Last seen in 21 Jump Street, and a bunch of other people. Oh, and comedian Rob Corddry from The Daily Show and Children's Hospital.
And I do know why you know the friend.
I do. Okay.
Because she plays third on America's Next Top Model, and I know you watched that show.
Oh!
Cycle 11.
Did you happen to catch her name?
She's from Minnesota.
Yes.
Anna Lee something.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's why I recognize her. I didn't know she had gone into acting. Well, that's interesting.
She's also a figure skater.
Yes.
A little bit of trivia.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why she's familiar. All right. Yeah. All right. Back to the film. Warm Bodies is the story of post-zombie apocalypse. It's an unnamed city. But it's a metropolitan place, and basically we start out inside the head of this zombie, who apparently, he may be unique, but he has a lot of internal monologue.
Yeah.
And he lives at the airport with a lot of other zombies, just because, I don't know, that's where they ended up. And they sort of shuffle around, go through their day, but in the end of the day, he retires to an abandoned jet out on the tarmac, where he has to collect things. He's got records, he's got all sorts of knickknacks and bric-a-brac, and whatnot, and there's that.
That's sort of unzombie-like.
Yes, very unzombie-like. At some point, and then we meet the humans, and the humans are, of course, you know, pretty teenagers, because that's what you got to have in this type of film. They are tasked to go out and some sort of medicine retrieval. They're trying to find supplies for the human colony. And, of course, they end up encountering our friend R, the zombie, and his band of friends, or rather other zombies, who have wandered out from the airport in search of something to eat. And a conflict ensues. Several of the humans are killed, including our heroine's boyfriend, Dave Franco. But he ends up showing up in flashbacks. But R decides that he is going to save Julie. He smears some of his own fluids on her, apparently, or some sort of muck to mask her scent, and then tells her to come back with him to the airport. And that's really what kicks our story off. I don't want to get too much into it, because it's sort of, it's early, and I don't want to spoil the film, but let's just say certain things happen that start a chain of events that sort of set our story in motion and really, really get to the heart of things. Pun intended. Anyway.
Okay.
So, Carrie, what did you think of this film?
I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was funny, and it was sweet. I think that, like, young people will probably like it.
I think young people are going to like the hell out of this
and
film.
I tend to like movies that young people like.
Right.
So,
that's good.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. It had my attention the whole time.
I agree.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny when it needed to be funny. It was serious when it needed to be serious.
And it was sweet. Had, like, you know, it has the love story in it. It has a lot of different elements.
It hits all the right notes for a film that should potentially be popular, I think. For me, I was happy to see kind of a fresh take on the zombie film. we've seen a lot of really, really dark zombie stuff with The Walking Dead, recent films. We've got World War Z coming out in the near future, which looks very, very dark. If you've read the novel, it's really nothing like the novel, but the novel's dark, so I would assume the film at least goes that in direction. This is a lot lighter. I mean, there are some dark moments.
Yeah.
There are these sort of zombies that have not fed enough or just have gotten too far, and they call them skeletons or bonies, depending on who you are.
They're creepy.
They're creepy. They're very gaunt. They're pretty much evil and will eat anything, and they factor into the story much later, but... yeah, it's kind of a nice fresh take where you've got the inner monologue, and it's like zombies are have a lot more going on than you would expect. And
right,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I think if I had one criticism, it would be that I feel a little bit like kind of the rules of the zombies are a little bit arbitrary, and they sort of can bend and flex as needed for the storytelling.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, you know what, it's not that huge of a distraction, honestly. And actually sort of plays into how the story progresses as far as, you know, how the zombies start and how they end up at the end of the film. You know, it sort of gives them a little leeway as far as what they're capable of doing and stuff like that. But you do see early on where the zombies are sort of the slow, shuffling type of zombies, not really aware of things. But then when they've got the scent of prey, they sort of kick into high gear and they can run, actually have some sort of combat technique,
which is interesting. They can kick your ass, which is a strange,
They will grab your legs and slam you to the ground, and so look out. So overall, I think it was a nice, fresh take on the zombies. And I don't know what else there is to say about the film. I mean, the acting is, it's not like, we're not talking Oscar-caliber stuff here, but it's certainly not distracting.
No, it's fine.
Decent, serviceable performances all around. Special effects,
no, yeah, that wasn't the best, but...
I mean, I think, you know, given the budget of the film, the stuff that is good is obviously, like, sort of the environmental stuff where they're, you know, doing the decay of the city and throwing up a wall and stuff like that. That stuff's always pretty solid these days.
Just like when they were moving, the bonies were
moving. The CG characters. They're not great, but they are what they are. I don't think they're distracting in any way, so.
No.
All right. Well, I think it's time to give this film an overall score.
Oh, I forgot about this.
The Scope score is 3 stars.
Well, there's your score. A solid 3 stars from a film that's not even out till February. What do you think about that? Something to look forward to, kids. Any closing remarks about Warm Bodies there, Carrie?
I think I said all I need to say.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not
well,
this.
Then for Shane and Adam, this is Jared.
And Carrie.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.